This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Issues of the Environment, our weekly look at environmental issues of importance to our community in and around Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and this week we're going to provide some historical perspective, a present-day assessment, and a peek into the future. You see, in the late 1800s, Ann Arbor citizens began advocating for a market that would allow farmers to sell directly to city residents. It became a reality when the Community Federation, composed of representatives from several women's organizations, presented a plan to City Council. The Federation argued that a direct sale market would cut food costs by eliminating the middlemen. And in May of 1919, the first curb market was held at the old Courthouse Square at the northeast corner of Main and Huron. Today, you know it as the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, and this year it is its 100th anniversary. My guest this morning is Stephanie Willett, who serves as manager of the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, and thank you so much for the time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
What a celebratory year for the Farmers Market, right?
Yes, we are pretty excited. I can't believe it's 100 years.
Well, if you can, take us back in time for just a moment. What might the curb market, as it was called, look like in 1919?
Back then, you know, it was on near Main Street and right on that corner near the courthouse. The products were a little different. We had people describing seeing, like, muskrats hanging from the tree. So you might have found
a little different
products than you would today. Also, you know, transportation, of course, was different back then. And so we had farmers arriving in horses and buggies to drop off their products instead of, like, the large trucks that we have coming in today.
I would also assume, and obviously you're at the farmers market right now as we talk. You can kind of hear that going on in the background. I love that it's busy already. So in addition to seeing muskrats from the trees, what else might we have been able to buy then that we still can buy today?
Well, I mean, a lot of the same things. You would have had baked goods, a lot of the produce and the fruit. Since we are a producer-only farmers market, that means all of our vendors have to grow what they sell here. All of the products that we have are from Michigan and Ohio. And so, you know, you wouldn't have had any of the foods you sometimes see in the supermarkets, like bananas or pineapples. But you also don't have those today.
Right.
You know, there's baked goods, but that was more to supplement the vegetables. People, you know, might have baked some loaves of bread to also bring to the farmers market. Today, we see that a lot of separate businesses that specialize in maybe baking or some of the prepared foods.
Yes, I have tasted. This is 89.1 WEMU, and we are marking the 100th anniversary of the Ann Arbor Farmers Market on issues of the environment with market manager Stephanie Willett. And Stephanie, in 1930, the Farmers Market moved to its current location. What precipitated that move?
It did. Well, actually, the land was donated by a former mayor, Gottlob Lewick, and he actually had a lumber company in the current location, which he donated to the farmers market.
It seemed to remain quite popular from that point forward for several decades. But then in the 1970s and 1980s, it seemed to go through somewhat of a low point. Is there something to which we can attribute that?
Yes, I think at that point in time in the 70s and 80s, a lot of farmers were getting out of business. And so you see many of them selling their farm as land is consolidated. So farms are actually becoming a lot larger at that time.
Industrial farming was taking over.
Exactly. So the average farm size increased. And also, at the same time, the number of farms total decreased. So we had a decrease of 60% of small farms in about 50 years. And that was really at the height there in the 70s and 80s.
But through it all, it managed to survive, and then it rebounded and rebounded significantly in the 1990s. To what can we attribute that?
I think there was a renewed interest in local food. You know, a lot more education and talk about the values of eating local, just environmentally, economically. You know, there are a lot of reasons to eat local food, and so there was sort of a resurgence in the popularity that we saw.
By that time, particularly in this area, environmental awareness was on the rise. We were identifying issues between food and health, agricultural production, and environmental damage. How did that manifest itself in the growing mission of the Ann Arbor Farmers Market?
We saw a lot of more vendors coming that were talking about using organic practices. Actually, the organic certification didn't come along until the late 90s or early 2000s, but it was still an idea that a lot of the farms were using in their practices and telling their customers at around that time. Communicating about how to eat and the food you eat has always been a big thing at the farmers market, and that really, you know, became one of the pieces that we and the farmers talk about to their customers.
Issues of the Environment continues with Ann Arbor Farmers Market Manager Stephanie Willett. 2019 marks the 100th anniversary of the Farmers Market. Now we've added educational programs. We are contributing a lot of food to food gatherers and helping the community in that way. Through your eyes, give me a snapshot of what the Farmers Market is today and how it is an integral part of our community well-being.
Sure. Well, we have over 130 local businesses that participate. So a lot of different varieties of things that you can find here. And we are open Wednesdays and Saturdays. Like you said, we do a lot of programming, and that's kids' activities, trying to involve families. We have our food truck rallies, which were added only recently and have become more popular as a way to eat more prepared food that is from local ingredients, but is more like meals and dinner. I think, you know, we offer different types of marketing the farms use. So it's not just your traditional direct to consumer when you come shop here. CSA is an interesting model that has become more popular, and that's when you buy a share of farm products at the beginning of the summer and you get a box every single week of the produce. That was actually a popular model today, but it was started by one of our community farms. It was one of the first to offer that option in the United States, actually. So,
and is that going to ultimately continue to change our local food system and the way in which we feed ourselves?
Yeah, I think things are always changing and evolving. I think, you know, like I said, we're seeing a lot more specialization and prepared foods, a lot more creative ways of marketing, especially as well with social media and the internet, like how are farms telling their story? And I think it's just easier to get your story out there now these days, and that's been really cool to see.
With the growing contribution to the local food system, coupled with the sense of environmental stewardship and responsibility and meaningful contributions to combating hunger, what does the farmers market in Ann Arbor become in the next 100 years?
That is a really good question. I think one of our focuses here as well is food assistance and really making sure food is affordable for everyone. And so I think we continue to work on ways to be able to offer programs that allow low-income people to keep buying vegetables and fruit and really getting this healthy food out to everyone. So we do double up Food Bucks and SNAP, which are funded by federal programs. But, you know, we hope to see those programs expand in the future. We also offer WIC, Project Fresh, and Senior Project Fresh for women, infants, and children, and also seniors, which give discounts as well. So that's something we're working on. One other thing, I think we'd really like to see a winterized structure, and that's because growing seasons are just becoming so much longer. We have more technology for hoop houses, so we see vegetables here year-round, even in the middle of winter. So having a space so we can sell that and offer that is important.
Is that something that you're looking at in the nearer future as opposed to further down the line?
Yeah, we're hoping to find a solution within the next couple of years, yeah.
So let me take this a little bit personal for you. What is your absolute favorite thing about the Ann Arbor Farmers Market?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I might have to tell you, I just love hearing from the growers about their day. You know, today I went out at 5 in the morning and I picked these flower bouquets for the market, and just like seeing all the hard work that goes into it and then being able to benefit from that at the market has been pretty amazing.
I think one of my favorite things is no matter how many times I go, when I walk away, I don't ever see anybody leave without a smile.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time today, Stephanie. We do appreciate it, and congratulations on the first century.
Thank you.
That is Stephanie Willett, Ann Arbor Farmers Market Manager, as it celebrates its 100th anniversary. Issues of the Environment is a weekly feature presented in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.